Now, there is a common phrase we hear throughout the pandemic. That is wait and see. With regards to vaccination, there are a handful of people who are not vaccinated for whatever reasons. If you were to ask them about their decision on this matter, they'll say, we prefer to wait and see first. And on a bigger scale, we see that China is probably the only country now which resolutely sticks to a zero COVID policy, while other countries are opening up. Obviously, it is taking a wait and see approach. And from what I know, throughout this pandemic, some churches remain closed as they prefer to wait and see. Now, usually those who are cautious would take on such an approach. It seems that this approach gives the best odds and it sounds like the right thing to do. But have we ever thought that the wait and see approach may not be the best way forward at times? In fact, it could be terribly wrong in certain circumstances. It could be provoked by fear and uncertainty, and at its roots, it could be irresponsible to a certain extent. Now, why do I say that? Because as you wait and see, there can be undesirable consequences, or in certain instances, cause the greater good to be sacrificed. Actually, to be sound and logical, you have to ask yourself the question, what are you waiting for? And what are you waiting to see? Maybe let's talk about those who wait and see with regards to vaccination. Are you waiting to see if there are any side effects from those who took vaccination? And if yes, how long are you going to wait? I know of some people while waiting refuse to let their family members take the vaccine and risk having them get infected or terribly sick. I mean, you can rationalize, but that's not responsible waiting. Sometimes worrying for your own health makes you apprehensive, and as a result, you could indirectly endanger others too. Now I'm talking about the anti-vaxxers here in this case, or for those who continue to wait and see without really thinking, what are you waiting to see? Have you ever thought that your waiting could sacrifice so many others around you? And sometimes it could be selfish, because if everyone takes a wait and see approach, the greater good cannot be achieved. And on a larger scale, for countries which take a wait-and-see approach, I could only say they are short-sighted. Why? Because the world is interconnected today. It cannot remain closed forever. And waiting without any concrete plan could mean a lack of wisdom or the ability to think long-term. Take the case of China. If its border remains closed to the outside world for the next few years, even as the rest of the world progressively gains more immunity to COVID-19, when it eventually opens up, COVID-19, in whatever form, will come down really hard on its whole population, and it will cause the whole country to remain in isolation. So it really doesn't make sense to wait and see. In fact, to continue to wait and see in this case doesn't mean patience. It only meant weakness and indecisiveness. It only shows a lack of ability to think deep about the issue and therefore choosing inaction. Now, how about the church? Maybe I should share, except for lockdown periods, our church has remained open since day one of COVID-19. Not because we are reckless, but because of certain values we held on to. We value the spiritual lives of brethren, and we value the avenue for people to hear the gospel truths and remain spiritually alert even when the pandemic is raging. So we took precaution in gathering, but we never adopt the wait and see approach. Even as we wait, we didn't wait too long, because spiritual edification through physical communion is priceless. And to think further about this, if the church remains closed indefinitely, how are we going to minister to non-believers? How are we going to bring our non-believing friends and relatives to church? If even the Christians are met with obstacles in coming to church, how could they freely bring their non-believing friends to church? Not possible. So my brethren, if we are clear about the godly reason, there should be no room to wait and see in this case. There should be no room for rejecting vaccination if our health condition allows us to take it. Where souls are concerned, we should be decisive and trust God with the consequences. So let's not be deceived by the wait and see approach, thinking that it is wise to do so. Because James chapter 4 verse 14 says, if anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them. So my brethren, when your conscience knows there are things you are obligated to do, you should not shun away from it. neither should you take a wait-and-see approach, for the Bible has explicitly tell us to do what is right, and not doing it for whatever less convincing reason is sin. And there are Bible verses that tell us that slowness may not be the right thing to do all the time. Jesus, in his own words, said, "As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work." Now, so right here, our Lord is telling us that there will be a time where good works can be done, and then there will be a time when the opportunity to do those works will be gone. There could be souls to save today. There could be people to visit today. Yes, even while the pandemic is raging, there are people whose souls could be saved through the ministering work done by the church. So there is nothing wrong to be wanting to be kept safe and sound. But if all we think is to survive and be kept safe more than being involved in the ministering work of God, then we have become a loser in this pandemic. We have shrunk back from what the Lord has called us to do. So for those who are taking a wait-and-see approach in this pandemic, wherever you are waiting for, ask yourselves, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting to see? And ask, what essential things would you miss doing while waiting? Don't miss the blessing of God, my brethren. When God calls you to His work, He demands an immediate response. There was once an instance where the Lord Jesus called someone to follow him, and he replied, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family." To which Jesus replied, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." So my brethren, it's imperative to know that not every wait is a good wait.